prayer is kind of a hard, I say hard subject. You don't want to say that word. It seems to scare people when you say we're going to have a prayer meeting or we're going to have some prayer. They get nervous. I don't know why. But I want to talk to you a little bit about our faith, because our faith activates our prayer. Because if you don't have that faith to believe that Jesus can do these things that we ask of him to do, because we're asking Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, we're asking him to answer our prayers. It's not, you're not asking Pastor, me, or anybody else. We are asking the Lord. And he says he's able to do exceedingly above abundantly all that we could ever think or ask. So I know that he can do it. So it's our faith. I believe this is, like I say, this is gospel according to Art. Okay, you guys. So I believe that a lot of that is because he wants us to activate our faith and trust and believe that he is the Lord and he is faithful. He is faithful. We may not be, as you can see as by the empty seats, but he is faithful. So I was looking at something here in Acts. Gabby, I didn't give you the scriptures, honey, but Acts chapter 3. I read something that I thought was kind of interesting, and I've read it many times, but it was the lame man that was at the gate, beautiful, that was healed. Okay? But he says, and I'm going to start at verse 8, but it says, And he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Okay? And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat by for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Now, I'm going to go down here to verse 12. Well, verse 12 says, because verse 16 is the one I want to key on, but verse 12 says, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel at ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Now, verse 16, it says, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, of the faith which is by him hath given him his perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, the faith he had in Jesus, in him, in God, is what made the man whole. It wasn't Paul or Peter. It wasn't them. It was Jesus, the faith of the one that they had in, that he had in, the lame man. And what I find interesting is, because I've noticed, and I've seen this, you guys, and I'm sure you probably have too, but I've noticed some people, when they come up to prayer, they'll come up to prayer, and if I'm up here, or Brother Mike, or anybody, Kathy, or anybody's up here, a lot of people hesitate to come up for prayer. But if Pastor is up here, all of a sudden everybody will get up and run over to where Pastor's at, because Pastor came up. And I love my pastor, and I'm sure she would tell you the same thing. She's not going to heal you. Okay? She's going to pray for you just like I would, Kathy, anybody here, anybody would do. We will pray for you. If you ask us for prayer to pray, we will pray. But it's not our prayer that heals you. It's your faith in the healer. Okay? It's your faith in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Now, I've kind of keyed on that, on faith, because, you know, when we say prayer, it's like I say, everybody gets kind of spooked by it. But it's just communicating with God.
I got a good report today. I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor on a follow-up for my heart attack. And it was Lynn and I, my wife and I, we were kind of blown away by the fact that he sat there. And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, he's the doctor that did my surgery, so he should know what's going on. But he was asking me, how long ago did you have your heart attack? And I'm kind of like looking at him like, okay, doc. I said, February 23rd. And this year? And I said, yeah, this year. He said, because the nuclear stress test that they had me do usually shows up if there's any damage to your heart. It'll show, the result from the heart attack will show damage to your heart. He said that it was not picking up anything. There was no damage at all. Okay? And Lynn and I, that's what we were just praising the Lord about, because it's like God allows us to go through stuff to make us stronger, and that strengthens our faith. That's where our faith gets stronger. So don't despise small beginnings. When you go through stuff, thank the Lord and praise Him for it, because He's making you stronger in it. Stronger not only in yourself, but stronger in knowing that He will answer your prayer. He will do exactly what He said He would do. And you just hold on to that. You hang on with that bulldog mentality. Just grab hold and do not let go. I was telling Chris, we were up here a minute ago, I was looking at the saints, you guys coming in. I said, the weary saints, here they come in, struggling, tired. You know, some have worked, some have new things. But it's like, it's such a blessing to see you guys do that. Because I know the battle is real. The fight is never ending till Jesus comes. But to see you here, knowing that it's Jesus that's giving you the strength, Jesus that's pulling you through, Jesus that's bringing you to this place to what? To talk with Him. That's why I tell people, I don't even want to bring up prayer. It's not prayer. It's just converting. I talk to God all day long. I talk to Him all the time. I'm just looking at things and seeing just the beauty and everything that He does. And I guess since this little episode with myself, it's helped me to see a lot of things differently, a lot different, in the sense that, you know, we're all here at a point in time. There is a point in time for everyone, and only God knows. And for the doctor to tell me that he cannot see any sign of a heart attack, though yet he put in the stents, that's why I was wondering, doc, you did the surgery, so you should know. But knowing that he looks at all these things that the doctors are baffled with, that they look at and can't understand or explain why it's not there, why it's not showing up. My wife and I, we know, it's Jesus. We know. And it is a blessed assurance, you guys, for us to know, as men and women of God, that Jesus is on the job. He's on it. He's doing it. He's ready to act. But we have to stand with our faith, knowing that He will do it. Now, I know we all say, well, I got faith. Well, we all have faith when we're doing well. It's when you're going through that, do you hang on to that faith? Do you still have that faith? Even when we sing that song, you know, I don't feel you. I don't feel Him doing the thing that He's doing. I don't feel it. I don't feel it, but I know. I used to have an elder back at Church of Poplar, where I used to go, Church of God, and Brother James would always get up, and he would always say, I know it in my knower. He'd get up and just testify, 85, 90-year-old man getting up behind, just grab a hold, pull himself up from the back of the pews and just start shaking, and I just know it in my knower. And I used to tell myself, and when I see him, I would say, Lord, I hope that when I'm that age, if I live to be that age, that I have the same excitement and fire for you that this man does. And I believe he's going to do that for all of us. That's why we're here, you guys. We all have battles. This, you know, we have kids that are not doing well. I ain't listening. I ain't paying attention. But don't worry about what you're seeing. Know that your faith is working the work out. It's working it out. It's going to come through. Because why? Because of you? Because of me? No. Not at all. Not even because of Pastor. Because your faith in Jesus. And this is why I want to exalt Jesus in this little conversation that we're having. Because it's him, you guys. It's him. Always has been, always will be. And I know you know it. I feel funny sometimes talking because I believe you all know this. And you should know this. But it's like, I can't hammer it enough. I cannot stress it enough to say that it is Jesus. It's all him. Whenever there's prayer and these altars are open for you to come, which we will have a little bit of prayer at the end, and you'll be able to bring your offerings and stuff. But when we have that little bit of time, know that you're coming to meet the Lord. You're not, I know we get tired and some don't want to get up and walk, but wherever you find, but it's just find that place with Jesus and know that he's going to meet you there. He'll be there. He's never left. And I love it. I love it because the stuff that I have seen and am seeing now. I tease with Brother Roman. I tease with my brother. I tell him stuff because he used to always make fun of me and tease me that I'm getting bigger. You know, I'm getting heavy, fat. So, I love my brother. And you got to know, it's all love. But we tease back and forth, and I always go, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, I don't pay attention. But since this, I've lost 20 pounds. And now, it's like, I tease him now. I said, hey, I call him Vato, I'll get to tease you now. I said, because now you're bigger. You know? So we go back and forth like that, but it's just amazing to see because they have prayed. I have called on them. There's certain people you'll call on for prayer. I mean, you call it when you ask for people to pray for you, everybody's praying. But there's those ones that you know will hit that altar. And whenever I've called them and asked them and told them situations, that's the first thing that they want. Let's pray. Let's pray. And we pray. They pray for me. And, you know, when you have that, it's awesome. It's awesome to have that support, you guys. But remember, they know it as well as I do. It's not their prayer that's going to help me and heal me or is comforting me. It's my Jesus that's comforting me. Because sometimes when we get in those situations, those tough times, we cannot pray. We don't feel like praying, you guys. We don't feel like talking to God. Because we're going through it. So it hurts. It's too much. So that's why you call on the saints. That's why you come to the house of God. You call pastor. You call whoever. But you call and tell them, pray for me. You don't need to explain what's going on. You just tell them, I need prayer. I need prayer. And you might know some of the situations. But just take it to the Lord and know that God is going to do it in his time. Because it's always in God's timing. It's not ours, you guys. It's not our timing. You know, I've said it before. My kids, the way they live in... It might take me dying. I don't know, you know, for them to get saved. My mom, you know, she passed before seeing me saved. But I know she was praying for me because I used to see her pray all the time. I said that the other Wednesday about her. I'm a result of her prayers because I know she prayed. I seen her. I seen it. You know, I watched her get up praying for all of us. And out of all of our kids, and I had a big family, I had 9 of us. I'm the one to get saved. I'm the only one to say it. All the rest of them are Catholic. And that's a religion of comfortability, you know what I mean? Because you can do whatever you want, and it's just like the Baptist. We were just talking to a brother we ran into today that was talking about his wife believing she's Baptist, that she believes once saved, always saved, because they believe that, you know? And it's like, I was telling my wife, I said, it's kind of funny. I say funny, but it's like, I don't feel that I'm that arrogant to feel that I can say that I'm... Once saved, always saved, that I don't need to worry about anything. When Jesus says, when Paul says, I die daily. Daily I die to my flesh. Every day I pray. Every day I do everything. There's not a person in here that doesn't do something or has done something. Because goodness, our works is as filthy rags. So we got to always trust on the Lord and talk to him and help him. Lord, better me in this area. Better me in those areas that I'm weakest. You know, the places that you know where I struggle. Because we all have struggles, you guys. I mean, I know you look up here. I have struggles, big time. I have a lot of struggles. But it's like, I know that God is faithful, and he is able to do it as long as I stay in his path, on his path. Just keep walking the walk. When you hit that wall, stop. Stop. Take a drink of water. Dust yourself off. Wipe off your sweat. Continue on. Because God is never, ever slack in anything that he does. And I don't know why he allows us to go through sometimes the things that we do. That's not for me to question. It's just for me to trust him. I guess when we get up there, if we feel that that's going to be important for us, we can ask him. I don't, you know, we always said stuff, I can't wait to see so-and-so, my family, my mom and all them, and say hi to them, whatever. But I don't know, you guys. I just think one of the first thing we're going to, we say that here, but I think the first thing we're going to do is just run to Jesus. I really do, because we don't know the magnitude of his awesomeness. We really don't, and we're starting to see some of it by what's going on. We see the Bible being fulfilled in everything that's going on around us. So don't get carried away or worried about what's going on in the world, because that is supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen. It's going to happen. The Antichrist has to get set up, but our faith is never wavered in whom we believe. It cannot be. It cannot be, children of God. It cannot be, and it shall not be. And you have to pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. You have to encourage yourself sometimes and do these things, because sometimes people don't see what you go through, like I say, and we don't understand sometimes. We don't see it, but you're going through it. But know that Jesus is right there with you to go with through it with you. So just hang on, and just, it's kind of like when a tornado comes, you know, everybody just hunkers down. They get in the tub, they get in the room or whatever. They just buckle down and hold on and wait for it to pass. It's the same thing with the Lord. The things that we go through, we just hold on, because it will pass over us. It will pass through us, and you will come out better than you did when you went in it. And that's not me saying it as a problem, because I know that God will do that. That's the God we serve. That's the God I serve. That's the Jesus that I serve. So I just thought that was interesting, you guys, because, like I say, Paul's telling them, Peter and them, they're telling the people there that, you know, they come running to them like they did some great miracle and it wasn't them, and they were just trying to show them that it wasn't me, it was the Lord that you crucified. Basically, you gave him. You didn't. Pilate was going to let him go, man, but you guys didn't believe and stuff. So it's our faith, you guys, that activates, I believe, our prayers. And that's just my belief on that, because, you know, we, like I say, we pray and we think, well, I prayed about that before and nothing's happened. Hang on to your faith. Hang on. It will happen. But it's not going to happen when we want. I mean, I'd love to see my kids all be saved, but that's not what I look forward to. I've always talked to the Lord. Lord, just save them before they go. Save them before they meet you. Because once you meet the Lord, end of story. It's a done deal. As long as we're still able to walk, move, and breathe, and talk, we still have, they have hope, we have hope. And we hold on to that hope, which is Jesus. So we hold to that. But once it's over, it's over. So that's why I pray, Lord, just whatever your time is, I don't have to see it. I love to, but I don't have to see it. I just know that you'll do it. And that's what I hold on to. That's my faith. That's what I grab hold. So, like I said, you guys, I just wanted to bring a little something to encourage. I hope to encourage, you know what I mean? But, you know, Pastor was, you know, she was saying, because this Sunday's Pentecost, and Pentecost, they all went up into the upper room and waited for the Lord. 500 went up. You know, 380 had to leave. There's only 120 up there. We're down pretty good, you guys. But I thank God for every one of you, all you guys are here that are a blessing to me. Anise, good to see you, honey. I didn't see you over there. Good to see you, babe. But I tell you guys, it's one of those things where we just got to hold on and know that God will do those things for us. Okay? So when you come up, as you bring your offering and you know, spend that time, a little bit of time alone with the Lord, just help him, ask him, you know, to help me, Lord, in the areas that I'm weakest. Help me in my faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, but yet the evidence of things not seen. So it's just, we hold on to that. You don't have to see things to believe God for it. You just have to know that he did it already on the cross. It's done. It's finished. Take him at his word, because he's not a man. He lies. So, but like I say, guys, we'll take Sandra to prayer. If there's anybody here, anybody too, I'll pray. And as I pray, you know,
Brother Rick will turn on some music when I'm done praying, and then you guys can come up, take your liberty, and when you're done, you know, you'll be dismissed. You guys can be dismissed and everything. So, but thank you all for coming out, those of you that have made that effort to come and meet with the Lord. I know you didn't come to hear me. I know you came to meet with the Lord. So spend that precious time with the Lord. But Father, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Sandra before you, Father. You know tomorrow, Lord, these tests, Father, you've already set them up. You have the doctors. You have the best physicians there, Lord, for her. Lord, I pray, Lord, that everything will work out according to your will for Sandra's and Chris's life, Father, for their journey, for their testimony, Father, for you. Lord, and if there's anybody here, Lord, that may be sick in body, Father, I pray a supernatural touch for them. Lord, for those that have worked all day and been working, Lord, I pray a blessing on them, Father, of refreshment, Lord, of good rest, Father. I thank you, Father, for the youth that have joined us this evening, Father. Lord, as they've come, Father God, that you would just shower down your presence and your glory on them, Lord. Lord, let them know and have that assurance of knowing that you hear their prayer. Father, you're not slack, Lord, in answering. You're not far away, Lord. You're there waiting, Father, for the right moment. Can't do it too soon, Lord, because it may scare them off. Got to wait for the right time. You're never late, Lord, so we know that. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll just touch right now, Father, this body that's here. And, Lord, as we spend our time now, Lord, in communion with you, Lord, I pray that you'll meet us at the altars of our hearts. And, Lord, and you would search it out, Lord. And anything that's not good, that is not of you, Lord, remove it, please. Remove it, Father. Don't want nothing in me, Father, that is not glorifying you. Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be here. Father, bless our pastor as she's away, Lord. Be with her, Lord. But, Father, we just thank you now and ask, Lord, that you would just rain down on everyone here. Bless the tithing and the offering, Father, that will be brought to you now. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.